Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in another episode of the Leftovers Podcast. Derek Kramer, Frank Arcuri, hanging out with you here. Thanks for hanging out with us and listening to us on demand at WGR550.com. I mean, dude. Let's just get right to it.
Get into it.
The process.
The process.
Process the process. Get it. As a wise Sean McDermott once said, the only thing that you need to get addicted to is the process.
It's true.
It is so true.
I'm eating up that process right
now. Dude, you're eating it. I'm getting it. I'm getting an IV.
Hang on.
It's getting shot into my vein. Hang on. Shoot it right into my veins.
I also have a cup of this process, too.
So that was I'm going a little extreme, but that's how much into the process.
Yeah.
I'm full process right now, man.
Yeah.
I'm full process.
Everything with what the Bills are doing.
Give it to me. Put it in my veins.
Keep doing it. We need more.
Give me dishes of process. I will eat.
I want to serve dishes of the process to the people.
Yes.
I want to serve it to the people.
Pour it in some cup. Here you go,
Here's some process.
Drink that Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid.
One process for you, one process for you. I'm like Oprah Winfrey right now. You get a process. You get the process. You get the process.
But do people get the process?
Oh, they get the process, all right.
Oh, people in Buffalo, they're understanding.
Oh, we're
they get it.
Not only are they understanding they the process,
it.
They get it.
They get it. All right, so.
So what have the Bills done?
What have the Bills not done at this point?
Well,
obviously, as many of you know, I mean, unless you were living under a rock, and I mean, we're talking big old rock.
Oh, before we say anything.
Uh-oh, what'd they do?
Ian Rappaport, Bills news. More process. Redskins pass rusher Trent Murphy signing
really?
With the Bills.
Nice.
That's
nice.
Reported that's, just now from Ian Rappaport.
That's a solid signing, actually.
That's a very solid signing.
Trent Murphy, guy drafted out of Stanford a couple of years back, you know, back in that loaded draft class, as a matter of fact. And the Redskins kind of a little cash strapped after they handed Alex Smith $90 million. So thanks, guys. Is there any more dysfunctional organization? Back to the process. look, first the trade for Tyrod Taylor. The compensation you got for him was bonkers.
Yeah.
I mean, my first thought was you probably had to eat that $6 million in order to get a third round pick. And then it happens before that.
Yeah.
The trade goes through officially today.
It does.
Now, and then obviously the Cordy Glenn trade for the Bills to move from 21 all the way up now to 12.
And,
step one of getting up there into the top of the draft to get your quarterback.
Yeah. A lot more leverage to be able to move up into the top five. You know, now instead of 21 and 22, you have 12 and 22 to
use. A lot easier for a team to swallow if they need to drop out of the top five.
Exactly.
You can easily,
not dropping all
you
that
can now
far.
Suggest to the Colts, hey, we got pick 12. We got pick 22. We'll throw you another second. You can still move around the draft board, get back in the top 10.
Yeah.
If you got a guy like Minkah Fitzpatrick or Bradley Chubb that you want for your defense, you can get back in there.
Yeah.
But we need our quarterback right now.
Yeah.
You've got yours. It's time for us to get ours.
Mm-hmm.
We'll help you. You help us.
Exactly.
And if I'm the Colts, I take that deal because Indy is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So
they need all the picks they need.
They need all the picks they can get because they are truly a terrible team without Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck covers up so many holes for that team.
Yeah.
And we want that guy. So we want to have problems.
Rappaport continuing on with the Trent Murphy signing. Coming off a torn ACL, but recovering nicely. Murphy had 9 sacks.
Probably a low-risk signing then.
A low-risk, high-ceiling signing by the Bills.
Another one.
9 sacks of 2016.
And then obviously, from the move up with Cordy Glenn, the trade of Tyrod Taylor, the signing of Star Lotulelei.
Yep.
The defensive tackle. Lotulelei was fantastic in Carolina, yet he was still the second best defensive tackle there. Because Kawan Short is nothing short of amazing.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He's an incredible player.
He's a monster. Yeah.
So they couldn't afford to keep both. What they do, lock up Short. Fair.
Lock up the better guy. Yeah.
So someone has to walk in this scenario, and it's Lotulelei, and he goes right for Buffalo.
Yeah.
McDermott's defense.
Yep.
Scheme's familiar for him.
Trent Murphy, 3 years, $21 million. Okay. That's according to Schefter.
That's, seven?
7 per year, yeah.
7 per?
Yep.
My math is right.
That's still a nice signing.
Is my math right?
Yeah, 7 years. Okay. 7 mil.
So, 7 mil per. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that must mean that he is back to full health.
Or he's right up there. Because Rappaport had just said too, as what I said, he's recovering nicely.
Yeah.
So he's on track.
So he's got to be ready.
Yeah.
He's got to be ready to go for OTAs.
Yeah.
If you're giving him $7 million, that means you know something.
Yep.
Now, but then Lotulelei helps shore up that run defense in a big way.
Yeah.
And then you get your fan service and a depth player back in Kyle Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kyle Williams an every down lineman at this point? No.
No.
He's not. But he is a depth rotational guy
who
will do some damage for you.
So what that means to me, we know the Bills are going to trade up to get a quarterback, probably Rosen. With whatever picks they have left, the highest pick they have could be one of the second round picks that they have. They may have to trade one of them to move up as well. But if you keep another one of those second round picks, you use that one. Maybe you're selecting another D tackle to develop.
Maybe you're taking an offensive tackle.
Yeah.
Because this is a pretty solid group.
I would suspect they're gonna draft at least one D tackle to play behind Kyle Williams and to develop him.
I would honestly want to shore up the right side of that offensive line first. You got one of the needs in free agency.
Yeah.
And it was plugged up in a big way. You got Adolphus Washington and Kyle Williams to rotate that other side.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm good.
I'd still say you want to get at least one guy.
You want to get one
to develop.
More. Yes. You want to get one more, but you know, if you can keep both of those third round picks, that helps too.
Yeah.
Because pick 65?
First pick in day three. First pick in third round, I should say.
Yeah. First pick in round three. Yeah. But better yet, that's basically a second round pick.
Yeah.
You want to chuck an extra pick in there? Move up.
Mm-hmm.
Go get a guy.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the biggest thing that I've been thinking of. The draft hasn't even gotten here yet. Which is going to give us the most excitement because they're going to take a quarterback.
We're still like 6 weeks away.
We're 6 weeks away from the peak of this offseason. And Frank, the feelings have never been better.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me think, when was the last time a Bills offseason was genuinely this exciting? I don't think it's close. The last two times I could think of when it comes to fan excitement in the offseason was Rex Ryan getting hired.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
And Mario Williams.
I would say...
In 2012.
Yeah.
The free agency frenzy there.
Yeah, that was real exciting.
It was exciting because you were thinking to yourself, don't let him leave. Don't let him leave without a contract. Do not let him leave without a contract. And they made sure of it.
Yeah.
And it provided some genuine excitement. They got a marquee free agent guy.
Yeah.
And it allowed fans to be happy. However...
And then you would also probably go back to... 80s Bills, too, when you had Jim Kelly come in, you had Bruce Smith, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed come in, and maybe like a year before they went on the 4 straight Super Bowl runs.
I mean,
you had the excitement there.
I mean, the excitement.
But that would be my next closest, but you're definitely right.
I think Ryan Gates was telling me in the hallway, I mean, the last time maybe was the trade of Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah.
Acquiring him in 2002.
Yeah.
Was it 2002?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I had that right. But those were some excitements. This is consistent.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting value for players that the league had to have known that they didn't want to keep around. Tyrod Taylor in particular. The league knew.
Everyone knew.
Everyone knew.
Yeah.
That they weren't going to keep him around. They knew that the minute that Nathan Peterman started against the Chargers. As disastrously as that went, the minute you benched him in the midst of a playoff run, you knew he was done. His tenure as a Buffalo Bill was going to end after this season. And all the best to Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, absolutely.
I cannot fathom being that guy that got benched for a rookie, still faced the media about it the next day, and took questions. I would have said, no, get out of here. I'm not the starting quarterback. You don't got to talk to me this week. Got my face. For him to have done that, I mean, all the respect. And I hope that he gets better than a 2-win season under Hugh Jackson. Because, I mean, if someone can mess up the talent that Cleveland's got, I mean,
it's
Hugh's got one win as a head coach there.
2 years.
So brace yourself, Tyrod, because Joe Thomas also retired.
He did.
God, could you imagine if we gave them Cordy Glenn and moved up to 4? Hindsight.
Well.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'll take it.
You can't do anything about it.
Hey.
I'll bet you this. If Cleveland knew that Joe Thomas was retiring.
You could probably try to dangle
if they had announced it last week and not today or 20 minutes ago.
You could have dangled it. What, 21 Glenn and Tyrod for strictly 4?
Yeah.
Instead of that third rounder?
Yeah.
A man could dream. Shut up.
No, but it's true.
Well, I'm talking about the listener that just told me I'm an idiot.
Well, I mean, that's true, too.
And that, I mean, the one listener we have.
Well, that's true, too.
If there are others, you fight for our loyalty. And again, the draft's not even here yet.
We're still and 6 weeks away from the draft.
And we're still amped up to 11.
Yep.
It's obviously going to die down a little bit because there's going to be a moment of time where there's nothing going on. However, the hype is real. The Bills are sitting there at 12, and they are going to strike. Frank, it's time for me to sadly announce something.
What's that?
They're not getting Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Unless they stay at 12.
Unless they stay at 12.
They're not getting Lamar.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart.
But?
Because he's going to be good.
He is.
Cold take me on that.
But.
I would have loved Lamar Jackson here. However.
If it lands me
Josh Rosen or Baker Mayfield, I'll take it.
Yeah.
It's a That's sacrifice exactly worth having, and I will cheer for Lamar Jackson wherever he goes.
Yep.
Unless the Patriots decide to finagle something and be all Patriots-y and be like, ha ha, we don't have Brady after 2 years, so have fun dealing with Lamar Jackson, you jerks. If that happens, I will kick Robert Kraft in the shin, and I don't care how long I go to jail for it.
Maybe if that happens, the Bills will be like, yeah, but we have Josh Rosen.
I mean, that's fair.
You know.
That's fair. But I'm still thinking if they do that, first off, way to rip the fandom out of one of my favorite players coming out of college.
True.
And B, I'm kicking Robert Kraft in the shin.
Okay.
I don't care how long I have to do
that. You can do that all you want.
Whatever.
Okay.
Ugh. Patriots have to ruin everything. More on that in a bit. But.
More on that forever.
Yeah, more on that forever. There's always an episode for that.
Yeah.
Much like how What's Wrong with the NHL. There's always an episode for that.
Yeah.
However, this is... I cannot believe...
It's that the Bills are... exciting to be a Bills fan right now.
It is. Whether it's jettisoning an old player, jettisoning a player that everyone knew that they weren't going to keep.
Yeah.
And getting value for it.
Incredible value.
Incredible value in both instances. I mean, moving up in the draft is not an easy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone moving up from the 20s. Every time you try to get further up into the first round, the harder it gets. The Bills' job is nowhere near done.
Yeah. It's the more you got to give up to do.
The more you got to give up to do it. And the Bills managed to move up from 21 to 12 without giving up a pick. Well, they had to give up 21, but they moved up without giving up anything extra in the draft.
Yeah. Because realistically, They traded two picks and got two picks back, and then they just traded Cordy Glenn.
They gave Cordy Glenn because, by the way, the trade has to officially be processed. Wouldn't it be a bitch if Cordy Glenn failed the physical?
The thing is,
I think you can't agree upon the trade unless that, but
yeah.
I do believe you have to still, like, and I'm still worried about that fact because Cordy Glenn has had this issue for 2 years.
Right.
It's a concern. While I don't want to get all same old bills on everyone here, Cordy Glenn still has to pass the physical. And obviously, by the time this podcast comes out, we will have either been rejoicing or...
Even if Cordy Glenn fails the physical, though, Cincinnati can still be like, well, we'll still have the trade go through because he looks like he'll be on track and be ready to go.
Well, if he fails the physical, he can't be traded. So they can't agree to the deal.
Hmm.
It cannot be put through.
Because I thought I read somewhere, too, that it's okay if he did, as long as the team that's getting the player can agree that he will be ready to play.
I just think it would be a little hilarious if that were to happen, because right now Bills fans are on cloud nine.
Yeah,
I'm on cloud nine.
Yeah,
I'm loving it. And someone brought it up.
I am on cloud process.
I'm on cloud nine, man. I just inhaled half my process tank, and I'm on cloud nine.
I'm just going to stay on cloud process.
I'm on cloud nine over here.
drinking some more process.
Yeah, Frank's drinking some more process, sipping it loudly so that everyone can hear. Mm. And, dude, I remember writing the article, and haha, look at me being wrong. I remember thinking that the Bills fans had to give up on the prospect of getting Josh Rosen or Baker Mayfield, and here we are sitting at 12 ready to pounce.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
It is.
I love being wrong. In this instance, I love being wrong, and you know what, the Bills are doing things that make me look like a jerk, but it's okay because I'm thinking to myself, I gotta protect my feelings.
Yeah.
And the Bills are like, yo, let your feelings out because this is real. It's real and it's happening. And that's the part I'm loving, is the fact that I don't have to guard myself anymore. For 17 years, fans have had to be like, this sort of thing has happened before. So maybe we need to protect ourselves here. No. No, this regime is saying, play with your imagination. Do what you want, because why not? You're allowed to dream. Don't let your dreams be dreams. They're Shia LaBeoufing everything. They're doing it. They're doing it. How about that, bringing an old meme back?
Yeah. Still relevant.
They're doing it.
Yeah.
They don't let their dreams be dreams. And Bills fans, you're allowed to think crazy now. You're allowed to think Josh Rosen is the guy for the Buffalo Bills, and it's realistic. So now, I remember a poll that Jeremy had put out.
What is it?
It was months ago. Okay. Saying, who would you rather have, or like as a guarantee, Josh Rosen or Rasmus Dahlin?
Ooh.
Now the question's relevant again.
It's very relevant.
He goes, hey, what about the Sabres? What about the Sabres, man? Yeah. The Bills are fun. Let them be the thing. This is a football town. I'm sorry, but it's being proven right now. Dead ass. I mean, the Bills could suck for 17 years, still sell out almost every single game. And guess what? That's a bigger stadium, more seat capacity. Whereas the Sabres, they can't get their stuff together. And, well,
nobody's going
anymore. People aren't going for $6. I wish I could go for $6. I'm usually working those nights.
Yeah, same here.
So
I'd go to every game if that was the case.
Yeah, I'd go to every game for freaking $6. If a Bills game was $20, sign me up.
Yeah, sign me up. So
it's being proven right now.
Not even right now.
It's just, it's reinforced this year more than ever that this is a football town, and the football team is no longer terrifying you. It's no longer being a jerk. It's no longer kicking you in the genitals. Am I allowed to say that?
You're fine.
I still want to treat it like a radio show, you know? Like, I don't want to be using that beat button right now.
You're fine.
You
know? But To go off what you're saying, though, even as a hockey guy, if you tell me, would you rather have Rosen or Dahlin, I'm taking Rosen. And there's reasons for me for it, but it's also because we haven't had a quarterback like this since Kelly.
Yeah, and it's clear cut.
And
I have a hot take. I have a hot take for you. Jim Kelly wasn't even close to being one of the best in the league of his time.
I can believe that. He had to go up against guys like Dan Marino.
Marino, Elway, yeah. Montana,
yeah.
Young,
yep.
Moon. Warren Moon was spectacular. The reason they made four straight Super Bowls is because they had one of the most complete teams in NFL history.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Jim Kelly wasn't good. He's a Hall of Famer for a reason, obviously. But he wasn't the best. Like,
he wasn't cream of the crop.
I wouldn't even say he was the top five. Brett Favre was hanging out around his time.
Brett Favre came around more
in the later
stages
of his career. Yeah. But yeah, you still had these guys. And, I mean, but still, the Bills had a top 10 quarterback. And you're absolutely right. This is the second time that we're going to have a top 10 quarterback since ever. And the first time since Kelly.
Yeah. So,
How can you not
be excited? So, to go off with the Trent Murphy signing with the Bills, there are people saying that that signing could mean Jerry Hughes might be out the door.
They might try to go cap restructure first.
Yeah. Because here's Rodek's tweet. Bills defensive ends under contract. Jerry Hughes, 10.4 cap number, could save 4.6 by trading or releasing. You have Shaq Lawson at a 2.8. Now Trent Murphy at 7. Ryan Davis about a little more than $1 million, and then at less than 700. I mean, you got Diggy Zua,
Cap Cappy,
Eddie Yarbrough.
So you have depth. You just don't have anything really. I mean, Jerry Hughes is good.
Yeah.
That's a big thing still. Yeah. So Jerry Hughes is still good.
Yeah.
He struggled because he got all the attention because Shaq Lawson's more run stopper than a pass rusher.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be excited if they got rid of Jerry Hughes. I'm not going to lie. It's a big cap hit to take off your books.
But I'd
play it one more year.
I would suspect one more year, yeah.
I'd play one more season out with him.
I would say so. Especially assuming they get that quarterback, you can do that because you got all that cap flexibility.
Yes.
With having a rookie quarterback with what their contracts are. So, yeah, I would agree. I would suspect Murphy and Hughes will probably alternate as much. Because you got to remember, too, Murphy's also coming off the torn ACL.
Well, you don't know how good he's going to be at this moment, no. I think that there's a lot of chance, though, that this Bills team, obviously, they're not done.
They're not done. No.
And
no.
We'll wait and see what happens here draft time. Because the biggest thing I have to remember here is that you don't need just picks to trade up to get a pick. You can use them to get players. And
yep.
The Bills still have picks.
Mm-hmm. With the Tyrod Taylor trade, even with the Cordy Glente trade now, they have 6 picks in the first 3 rounds.
Six in the first 3 rounds.
Yeah.
5 of the top 65.
Yep.
And now, again, the big thing is you're sitting at 12.
Yeah.
It's realistic, and a lot of fans are thinking it like, hey, maybe they sit and take Lamar Jackson at 12.
They might.
First off, I'll be doing backflips if that happens because we get Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. They might.
I'll be doing additional backflips because we keep all our picks. And then,
third,
I'm going to be doing backflips. I'm going to keep trying to do backflips because I can't do a backflip.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be I'm going to attempt to do backflips probably for an entire day based on the fact that I can't land one of them, but I'm so excited and I need to land one.
But with all these moves, it just screams they're trading up for Rosen.
It does.
It just screams it.
And now, time for Captain Buzzkill. What if they do all this, make the trade at three, get there, and they take Josh Allen?
Stop!
If that happens, I will drive up to the Peace Bridge, take my car, swerve it hard right into the river, and let Niagara Falls finish the job if I'm not already gone.
Can I come with you?
Sure.
Okay. I'm pretty sure Nate Geary is going to come with us, too.
Just pay the toll for me.
Vic Carucci just tweeted, I've been told the Bills signing a free agent Trent Murphy does not impact the status of Jerry Hughes. That's, so there you go.
Yeah. I would suspect at least one more season.
Oh, it's
a,
yeah.
Because he's still talented. He's still really good as a pass rusher.
Yeah.
But he's dealing with double, sometimes triple teams because that's all they had.
Mm-hmm.
As Marcell Dareus was
now your
like
front four.
Just a guy.
Becomes Jerry Hughes along with Murphy.
Shaq Lawson rotating in.
Shaq Lawson, yep. Those are your top three. And then you have your depth of Davis, Odighizuwa, Cap Cappy, and Eddie Yarbrough.
Well, assuming, two of them are gone.
Assuming, yeah, two,
two of them are gone.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't keep more than five defensive ends generally.
But then you're, and then you got your tackles being Luletti.
Lutuule.
Lutuule, sorry.
Luletti.
Luletti. I don't remember.
Frank,
it's a hard name. Okay?
Frank Luletti Acura. Frank Acura.
There you go. You got it. And Kyle Williams.
Rotating in with Adolphus Washington.
And then assuming they draft another guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good draft, front four.
This draft class is deep with the big men.
Yeah.
Deep.
I would probably say there's still one more piece missing on that defense. It's
linebacker.
Linebacker. Preston Brown spot.
Preston Brown hasn't agreed to anything yet.
He hasn't. No.
Could happen by the time this podcast is recorded and released.
Yeah, true. But more likely, do you think they go after a more athletic kind of linebacker for the middle spot?
Yeah. Brown's more of a thumper.
Yeah.
But you have Matt Milano, you have Lorenzo Alexander.
Yep.
You do need some depth there.
Yeah.
Even if Preston Brown were to somehow come back, you need some depth.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough there.
Yep. And now the secondary looks pretty filled out now, too.
The secondary's filled
three
out.
Three of your starters back with Trey White, Jordan Poirier, Micah Hyde, you had Vontae Davis.
Yeah, Vontae
Davis.
And
now you had Raphael Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Safety's got some depth to it, which is finally a thing because you get terrified when Hyde or Poirier leaves the game.
Yep.
Cornerback-wise, I suspect they'll take a corner late.
Yeah.
Sharice Wright's been filling in very admirably. You got to get some help there all around.
Yeah, I would say so, too.
In case of injury, you know. Leonard Johnson played well, but at the same time, competition always brings out the best.
Yeah.
So I suspect that they'll grab a corner.
EJ Gaines hasn't signed, too, or nothing's been announced
on him. EJ Gaines already has been priced out by Buffalo.
I would suspect that, but it's just something.
He might be just waiting for things to build.
Yeah.
Build and build and build. You know, you want to talk about a backfire, though, from free agency. I don't know if I should feel bad for or be angry at A.J. McCarron's agent.
I don't know either.
Because here's what the free agent crop looks like as of the time of this recording. McCarron.
Yep.
E.J. Manuel. Drew Stanton. Blaine Gabbert. Chad Henne. He's in that territory right now.
He is.
And I think part of it has to do with the fact that I don't know if it's him or a combination of him and his agent. But something's wrong.
Teams realize.
Teams know who he's not good.
Yeah.
And this is the same guy.
He's not a starter.
This is the same guy who skipped his Senior Bowl, didn't throw at the combine.
Yep.
Because he felt like he didn't need to.
Yep.
Next thing you know, guy who thinks he's a first round talent and doesn't have to do these other necessary steps to build his draft stock goes in the fifth round, backing up Andy Dalton. And then, oh, by the way, he never beat out Andy Dalton.
Never did.
Andy Dalton's been fine. But is he... Andy Dalton is the Andy Dalton threshold of average.
He is.
He can lose you games by chucking 3 to 5 interceptions. But then he could also chuck you 396 or get you to the playoffs. Thanks, Andy Dalton.
We still thank you.
He got the Bengals to the playoffs for all those years. You know, he couldn't get past the first round, but... Now and then he gets us to the playoffs. So what do? We gave him Cordy Glenn.
Yeah.
There you go, bud. There you bud.
Give, but they gave us the 12th.
Thanks for helping Southern Canada out there, bud. we'll give you a Cordy Glenn and also our other first-round pick for your first-round pick there, bud. Thanks, bud. we do treat you nicely here in Southern Canada. And also you probably get free wings if you ever come here.
It's true. You would get free wings for life.
You know, Buffalo is so Southern Canada, though.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, like A.J. McCarron, everything is just blowing up in his face right now. And I'm not surprised because this happened in his draft year. It blew up all in his face.
Yeah.
Do the Bills still have a chance to sign him and kind of like make him battle it out with Peterman and name quarterback here, name rookie here? Because, I mean, it's no guarantee that it's Rosen or Mayfield or Darnold or Lamar. Allen or Lamar. Yeah. I do know it's not Mason Rudolph.
Mm-hmm. Why are actually, keep going with your point, but I got a question about Rudolph.
Okay, what's up?
No, keep going. You got
no. I'm just saying, like, it's really.
Why do people say he's a stud?
Who says that? And if you bring up Kian Fahey, I'm blocking you.
The funny thing is, yeah, it was the first Kian time Fahey? I saw it was him. The first time I saw it was him, but.
Best quarterback prospect since Marcus Mariota.
Yeah. Who else? I think it was Joe. Over at yeah.
Joe hates him.
I thought I saw. I swear.
Joe hates Mason Rudolph.
Good. Good.
Nothing against him.
Yeah.
But Mason Rudolph, I think, is Andy Dalton. Adequate arm strength. Good enough to do it in the NFL. Will never be that superstar. But he'll be a longtime starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. But guess what the Bills want?
A superstar.
Bills want the guy.
The guy.
They want the guy.
The guy.
The big cheese.
Ooh.
Mr. Schefter. Mr. Drop you 460.
Schefter. Another tweet. Nothing Bills related.
Well, then why are you giving this to me? Welcome to the Leftovers
it's
Podcast.
Because this is interesting. If you want to go that way.
Is it AJ McCarron?
No. Ebron. Is getting cut by the Lions.
You're welcome. Yes, well, the Bills' handling of Sammy Watkins was never that great. Everyone's all like, oh, we should draft Eric Ebron. Shut up. Ha! Dude couldn't even beat up Brandon Pettigrew for the longest time before his career had to succumb to injury. Remember Brandon Pettigrew?
No.
Oklahoma State, he was actually with Brandon Whedon.
Ha!
Well, and yet the Lions still thought that Eric Ebron was so awesome that
they drafted
actually him. The Lions and the Bills were in a pissing contest between which one should trade up to get Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, that's true.
And they had to settle on Eric Ebron. But at least we got a second round pick in a corner who was 8-3 when in the lineup for our guy. So thanks Browns for at least helping us out there and then drafting Cameron Irving with your pick. So
now
somehow we don't look foolish.
Eric Ebron cut.
Somehow we don't look foolish in all of this.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm hungry. And it's March 14th.
Yeah, it's Pi Day.
It's Pi Day.
Pi Day.
So this is where you guys, this is for where we're going to anger every listener. Because I've got my favorite pie and it's very unconventional. It's not unconventional. Shut the hell up.
What's your favorite pie?
Lemon meringue pie, baby. You get that meringue on the top, and it's delicious.
That's pretty unconventional.
It's an underrated pie. Everyone that says the basic stuff like apple pie and pumpkin pie, like, dude, come on. There's no need to be a basic bitch or a basic bro about it. Come on.
That's what I am, because my favorite's pumpkin.
You're a basic bro.
Yeah.
You're basic.
You know?
Basic as stuff, man. But, no. Dude, cherry pie is something that needs to be appreciated more.
Yeah, cherry pie is really good.
Cherry pie is fantastic.
Yeah.
Blueberry pie. Yeah. I'm not even a fan of blueberries all that often, just on their own. I mean, who the hell eats blueberries?
Mm-hmm.
On their own. Hey, yeah. I can eat them in a pie, though.
You can.
Eat them in a pie in days.
Yep.
One of our friends, Chris Baggs, he said something about key lime pie. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
There's only room for one tangy fruit in there, and it's lemon meringue.
Banana cream pie is really
banana
good.
Banana cream pie is fantastic. Get yourself some banana cream pie today, too. Just don't be that basic person and get an apple pie just because it's pie day, man.
You want to hear something funny?
Can you sell some apple pie because it's Thanksgiving or something? Make it freaking. If you're gonna do it for tradition's sake, then do it for tradition's sake. Don't do it because it's Pie Day, man. Get yourself a real exotic ass pie for your pie day.
All right, you're making me really hungry right now.
I am hungry. That's why I thought of it.
Okay. Okay. Want to hear something funny about Eric Ebron?
No.
When the Lions drafted him, you know who what else was on the board? When the Lions drafted Eric Ebron, 10th overall in 2014? Odell Beckham. You know who else was on the board? Aaron Donald.
I mean, we can play that draft game for years, though.
Yeah, I know, but that's just funny.
With the Bills alone, it's a nauseating experience. With the Sabres, you kind of debate going off the Peace Bridge.
Yeah.
Josh Allen style.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could play that game for days. I really don't care to anymore.
It's just funny. It's just funny to think.
Of course. It's always funny to think about, and revisionist history is fun every now and then, but I'm not in that mood.
You can say the same thing about when Brady was drafted. Like, oh, look at the quarterbacks that were taken before Brady.
Yeah, well, like, look at all the players that were taken before him, too.
Exactly.
He's only the greatest quarterback in the team passed
on him five times.
He's only the greatest quarterback in NFL history, and all those players were taken in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops.
Guess they should have taken Brady first overall.
Yeah, because nobody would have seen it coming.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you play revisionist history, but now's not the time. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know.
It's funny to look at, and yeah.
Lions.
Haha, Lions, but at the same time, haha for like a couple of other teams. I mean, we didn't draft Khalil Mack or Aaron Donald or OBJ.
Yeah.
But we at least got value for our guy when it wasn't going to work out anymore. So
Baker Mayfield pro day too.
Baker Mayfield pro day. Baker Mayfield looking like he's ready to take on
top two teams with the with attendance.
Please tell me the Bills were there.
No.
What? They weren't there?
I don't know. I don't know if they were there. But
they better have been there.
Denver and the New York Giants had the most people there.
Giants, get away!
Broncos had the most attendance with seven people, including John Elway, Vance Joseph, and Gary Kubiak. The Giants had the second most with five. Two head coaches, Bengals and Broncos, obviously.
Bengals?
Yeah.
Bengals, get off our mans!
And two
GMs.
You're
picking at 22. They're picking at 22. Get 21. Get the hell out of here, Cincy.
And obviously the Broncos had their GM.
Why is Cincy wasting their time?
And the Jets.
Why is Cincinnati wasting their time?
I don't know.
If they were sitting at 12, I'd kind of get it.
I don't know.
You just traded back to 21. Get the hell out of here. Stay off our mans. Baker Mayfield, by the way, looking at the pro day, rocking that headband like he's ready to go fight in the dojo, train with Miyagi.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was bomb.com.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Just amazing.
That was awesome.
So, like, draft him based on that alone, man.
70 attempts from Mayfield, 62 completions.
I don't care about stats for a pro day,
I like
dude.
It. I like it. It's
I
fun
don't
to
care
look
about
at.
It at all. You They're wonder why Teddy at. Bridgewater almost fell the first round because of it.
Yeah, true.
There's so, like, ugh. I'm more impressed when someone has the courage to throw at a combine, and that's what Baker Mayfield did, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked great doing it. So did Josh
he
Rosen.
Did.
Josh Allen actually looked, you know, pretty decent there too. And then Sam Darnold skipped out of it on it. Why? Because he knows he has something to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Because there must be someone telling him in his ear or his agent being like, hey, you're kind of at the top of the list there, bud. And his agent goes, you should probably not throw at the combine because you might have something to lose here. Which makes enough sense.
That's true. That's true.
My big thing, though, is this. I mean, pro days are pro days. What I care about is my team there? Are they hanging out? Are they watching? They better be. Because it's not just the quarterback.
It just hasn't been reported that the Bills were there.
They were probably there.
I would suspect they sent at least one person.
They had to have sent a couple people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not being reported.
It
like
just
you
wasn't
said.
Reported, is all.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just like
not,
a couple
not
scouts.
Not many people have a recognizable face like John Elway's. Not the best looking face, but it's recognizable, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just called John Elway ugly. Yeah. At me. At Derek Kramer WGR. So, no, dude, it's exciting to be a Bills fan.
Very exciting.
Especially in a season where the Sabres have decided that they just wanted to throw their season into the volcano right away.
Because they want Darlene.
Dude, I don't even care anymore. I don't care what happens in the draft. You want to know why? Because unless the Sabres win the lottery, that's the only chance that's going to happen. Guess what? That's not a great chance anymore. Anyone that, you know what? Here we go. You got me ranting. Nice job, Frank.
All right.
People that decide to continue this tank theory thing, you know, like, hey, we got to finish in last. You know, shut the hell up. Quit wasting your energy. Quit filling my feed with it, Joe.
No.
Who cares?
The thing
Dallas is, and Philly jumped into the Jersey. Three teams jumped into the top three last year.
To be fair, Jersey was at five. So
still F off.
Even both. But here's the thing. The funny thing is about Jersey. If we were in the very old way of the draft lottery, that is if you win the lottery, you move up four spots, Jersey would have had the first pick still because they won the lottery.
Yeah.
They jumped from 5-1. That's it.
But again, Sabres chances percentages are worse than what they were.
Yeah.
When they actually were terrible.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this season with the Sabres is more of a Colorado Avalanche season.
I've been thinking the same thing. That's it. This is just the year where if everything went wrong, the season was going to go downhill, and it did.
You're getting average goaltending instead of above average goaltending.
Look what happened with Colorado last year.
Yeah, they got everything went wrong.
McKinnon still had a good year. They had the Duchesne saga. There was
Landeskog still a thing there.
There was talks that Landeskog was going to get traded. Not anymore. Not after Duchesne got traded.
Yeah.
There was talks that they were going to fire Jared Bednarik after 1 year. It was not his fault that team was terrible.
Things just happened.
Everything just went wrong.
Blake Como passed up a breakaway.
He did.
That happened. At least that hasn't happened to us.
Yeah.
We're not that stupid.
Benjamin Albright tweet right now. Dolphins already interviewed Baker Mayfield at the Senior Bowl.
Get out of here, Miami!
They aren't out on him.
Get out of here, Miami.
Don't ruin it.
They are trading to three.
Oh, God.
The Bills are trading to three, damn it.
Stop.
No, what?
Oh, the Bills are? Yeah.
Yeah. The Bills are trading to three, man.
Yeah.
They're just going to take all their picks, flop it on the table, and be like, oh, yeah? Here. Take all this stuff. We've got you.
Hey.
Bam. Help us out.
Yeah.
Hook us up. We've got you.
Yeah.
Because you've got us, dog. Except they probably won't say that. Throw them on the table and be like, let's go, son. Miami, you think you're going to try to outbid us for anything? Come on. Bring it. Genuinely. Let's go. And then you're also going to have to deal with that quarterback for a century. No, not a century.
Bean and McDermott throw a decade. All of the picks at the Colts. And then afterwards, shake each other's hand and are like, process.
Dude. I can just imagine it right now. Just like, dun, dun, dun. We're going to put this into the post edit. Dun, dun. And you just see him like walking up with all these picks. Dun, dun. And then, throwing them all on the table. And then the Bills draft card. It's got Josh Rosen. Dun, dun, dun!
And then you're
with the third overall pick, the Bills select quarterback Josh Rosen, UCLA.
And everyone overdoses on the process and we never get to witness it.
Woo!
Good player.
It's awesome.
So, yeah, no, that's...
Why are we talking about the Sabres, too?
Oh, it's because you read a tweet.
I read the Albright tweet.
Because you can't keep a single track mind, Frank.
You know. When I see something on Twitter, I like to read it right away.
Yeah, thanks for redirecting. Something
that's interesting.
Frank tries to bounce the topic.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Leftovers podcast.
Well, I mean, it's hard to also continuously talk about the Sabres and everything bad. Pretty much,
I was getting angry about something stupid that, like, don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. Don't waste your time. Person that does that. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Who cares if the Coyotes pass them? They're not fun to watch. At least for the tank years, you had to cheer for them to lose. Here? Does it really matter? No. I will say this, though. They are rewarding players from the AHL.
Yep.
Ullmark is getting called up not just because of something going wrong. It's because he's genuinely deserving of it.
Brendan
Casey
Gooley.
Nelson. Brendan Gooley.
Justin Bailey
coming
Nick
up.
Baptiste.
Bailey was on fire when he got called up, and he's still scoring goals.
Do you see that goal against Vegas?
Yeah, it was pretty sharp.
I was at that game, and it was fantastic.
Baptiste staying in the lineup.
Yep.
Dan O'Regan got called up.
O'Regan, yep.
And then
Evan
also
Rodriguez has been really good.
Rodriguez sticking around the whole time and producing.
Yep.
Guys, like,
this is the depth that this team needs. This is the depth that needs to be here.
This is probably the year that they do win the lottery, when no one's going to count on them to do it, and they're actually trying to win games.
God, I'm totally thinking
it makes
that.
The most sense.
Yeah. But it totally makes the most sense
up?
For them
no.
to drop to four, too.
Am I getting my hopes up? No.
No, I'm not getting my hopes up.
But that also means we'll probably get Brady Tkachuk
I'm
hanging
also,
around at four.
No, I'm also not
that
getting...
That dude's about the process.
Hang on. I'm also not thinking about it, too, because I've also been looking at this rankings and looking at the highlights of the prospects in the NHL draft, and it's very top. It's very good with defensemen. So if they don't get Dahlin, they got other players that they could pick, like an Adam Boqvist or a Quinn Hughes.
Hey, man. I'm
and
cool,
if you
I'm cool
drop,
with taking Brady Tkachuk at four, man.
They got to draft a defenseman.
He's a Bills fan.
I know.
It's all about the process, man.
They have to.
The Bills are so good
that
they were announced to be playing against Arizona in the NCAA tournament. That's how good the process is.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah. No, but
speaking of which, let's end it on that.
But they, and just one more thing, the Sabres have to draft a defenseman, though.
You don't have to tell me how to live my life, and don't tell them how to live their life, man.
I mean, yeah, but they need more defensemen in the system because they need all that depth they can get. Their forward depth is actually pretty good.
Yeah, no, I
already. So increase the defensive depth.
No, yeah.
But that's all I gotta say about Sabres.
All right.
UB Bulls.
UB Bulls, Bonnies.
Bonnies.
Awesome.
Yes. What a game.
No.
I was watching most of the Bonnies and UCLA. I pretty much watched the first half of the game because I was at my other job. But I was watching that, and I was just really liking how the Bonnies were playing. Tight defense the entire way. They were swarming UCLA on offense. And it was a really low-scoring first half, but
the refs put their whistles away for a lot of that game.
They did, yeah.
And the Bonnies also survived a pair of bad, bad calls late in that game.
Yeah.
However, I think, though, that this tournament, for Big Four basketball, it's exciting. But at the same time, man, did they get shafted.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They got hit hard. Arizona is not an easy game, but if the Bulls play loose and fast, they have a chance.
Yep.
You can give Arizona's bigs a hard time.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Bonnies get Florida, consistent program that, you know, they're fairly tough in the tournament.
I think one of the reasons, too, the Bulls got and the Bonnies got shafted and where they're ranked and everything.
Name me a better four seed over the years than the Arizona Wildcats. Come on.
There are people saying that Arizona should have been a three seed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, name me a better four seed, and I'll call you a liar.
We also have to remember, too, that the Bonnies have – this was the first Bonnies NCAA win since 1970.
Way to get out of the way, guys.
Yeah.
Keep. Why not double
they
it?
Can, now, if they can give Florida a great game, even if they lose – and you go into next season, and you do well again next year, you're giving yourself a better chance to improve your ranking. Because especially with when you get better recruitment too, if you continue that, that's how your ranking will increase. And it's the same thing at UB. UB's never won an NCAA tournament game. If they can give Arizona a great game, or if they can miraculously pull off that upset – when you look down and you continue to go down the
road. Then what's staring down their barrel? Kentucky. Stop. Awesome. Thanks, committee.
But that's what happens when you're a team who won their conference but have never won a playoff game, a tournament game.
That's fair.
That's what happens.
No. You want to know what it is?
That's why you see these teams.
No, they give a mid-major like that's never won a tournament game to Arizona and possibly Kentucky because, I wonder. Does it have to do with money? Yes, it does.
Of course. Well, sure, of course.
The NCAA can go to hell.
Well, sure, of course. But at the same time, you can improve.
Go to hell.
You can improve those rankings if you can pull off those kinds of wins.
Frank, they're a mid-major. They're never going to be able to pull off anything better than a 10 seed. You want to know why? Because of the NCAA.
Sure. Sure. But if you can, but
eat my shorts, Mark Emmert.
What if you become such a good program that you get bumped up? Instead, you switch conferences and get bumped up to a better conference.
UB probably won't leave the MAC based on that. Basketball alone, that's a big jump for everyone else.
Yeah, I know.
That's a big jump for everyone else. Yeah. Football program, it's steadily getting better for the MAC.
Yeah.
So we gotta calm that down there, Frank.
I know, but
I'm going to put you down for a moment there.
That's fair. No, because that's fair. That's fair.
Because where would UB get themselves realigned if their basketball program got that good?
I don't know. I just have to figure out the conferences, really. Syracuse is in the ACC. Maybe not that. Maybe Big East.
Big East doesn't exist anymore, does it?
Yeah, it does.
It still exists. Basketball.
Yeah.
Not for football.
I don't think so.
It's the AAC now.
No, there's an AAC for basketball, too. And I'm going to take a real quick look.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Big East football is Dungeons.
Let's see here. Yeah, no Big East. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no Big East football.
Yeah.
So UB might have to drop to Division I FCS for football if that were the case.
Yeah.
And based on what strides they're making right now, I don't know if they're willing to do that.
That's fair. Yeah.
But if UB basketball for both men and women, by the way, the women, they play on Saturday against South Florida. They got the first at-large bid in program history.
Yep.
That was huge. Mm-hmm. I was never worried when they lost that game against Central Michigan because I knew that they had such a good season that they weren't going to get rejected from this tournament.
Yeah.
You know, they were good all year consistently.
Their RPI was in the top 20.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do you deny?
I think at the end of the season, they were 22.
Yeah. How do you deny a team like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So, no. And they lost a tough game to a team that consistently was the best team in their conference.
Yep.
Bonaventure, the same thing. You know, that one was more of a sweat it out because they lost to Davidson, and Davidson ended up winning the whole thing, didn't they?
Davidson did win the whole thing. They won the championship game. Bonnie's also had lost one of their better players.
Yeah. So, you're sweating that out thinking, okay. And they end up as one of the last four in and playing in the opening round.
Last night, yep.
Dude, mid-majors ain't going to get any better than this. And it's probably not going to get better than this for Big Four basketball. Because let's be real about something here.
Too bad Canisius and Niagara both flopped in the first round.
It is too bad that the two of them won and dunned it against low seeds.
Yeah.
I mean, Fairfield ended up in the conference tournament final, so Niagara has a little bit of an excuse there. But the two of them and Ryder as well kind of handed four seed Iona a bid to the tournament.
Yeah.
They kind of handed it to them.
They did.
What comes in store? Well, Thursday night.
Let's do it.
UB and Bonaventure. UB plays at 9:30?
Yes.
Or is it 9:50 and then Bonaventure starts at 9:57?
We'll look real quick.
I think it's 9:50, 9:57. They start right off of each other.
I do believe you're right. Yeah.
9:50, yes. 9:50 for the Bulls. Right. 9:50 for the Bulls. If you're watching on TV.
9:40 for the Bulls.
9:40.
9:57 for the Bonnies.
So 9:40 for the Bulls. They're on CBS.
Yep.
UB's on CBS. So as much as that Arizona game might be a pain in the ass, Bulls are on national television.
Yep.
They're not on True TV, which unfortunately Bonaventure is. Again.
Yeah.
For the second straight game.
Yeah.
I don't even know what channel True TV is. I'm just going to go to a bar. Watch it.
I think we just found our Thursday night plans.
What about the Sabres?
Yeah, what about them?
I mean, they are playing Toronto, so it should mean a win.
Well, you know what?
Because that home against Toronto.
Of course. Of course.
Where you can get outshot 40-25 and win by 3.
Yeah.
Win by 2.
They do play at 7. So
it could get out of the way pretty quick.
The game will likely be over by the time UB starts.
Hey, bring back the sports thunder. Sabres, Bulls, Bonnies.
Let's do it.
Bills.
Bills.
Wait. I'm not taking that back.
And just sprinkle in the Bills news, too.
Sprinkle in the Bills news.
Yeah.
Bills made a trade during the Sabres game. What? Oh, guess what? Bills are back being center of attention. Watch. Watch. Sabres win. Bulls win. Bonnies win. Bills make a trade.
Bills trade up to
Bills trade up to three.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine the Bills just being like, yo, the spot lane ain't on us right now. Let's make a trade.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do. Jack Eichel signs that 8-year contract extension. What do the Bills do? They deal Marcel Darius.
Yeah.
Sabres preseason's about to start. Oh, that's adorable. Let's trade Sammy Watt.
And then Ronald Darby.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Ah, man. Sabres win the draft lottery. Draft Rasmus Dahlin. Oh, yeah, well, thing.
Oh, yeah, well, the Bills drafted Rosen.
No, I mean, that's going to happen before that.
Right, but the lottery happens at the same time as the draft. So if the Sabres win the lottery at the
Sabres
first
win the
pick,
lottery, we'll end up drafting Rasmus Dahlin. Oh, yeah, Josh Rosen. Yo, we could have both.
We can have both.
We could have both.
They could, you know. I don't want to think about it, but.
I do.
I don't because I don't want to get my hopes up.
I do.
I don't want to get my hopes
up,
though.
Dude, the Bills are allowing you to do that.
No. I don't want to get my hopes about having both. I'm confident they're going to get Rosen, but I'm not confident about the Sabres getting Dahlin.
Do not underestimate the strength of the process.
But does the process run through the Sabres?
It ran through the UB Bulls somehow.
I mean... To be fair, the Bulls have this is also the third time in 4 years the Bulls have made the tournament.
Yes, it is.
So I don't know how much of the process ran through the Bulls.
I mean, hey, dude, they've done
it. Ran through the Bonnies more. Because this is the first Bonnies' first appearance since 2012.
Bills. Bulls.
Bulls.
Bonnies.
Bonnies.
Sabres. Burrs. Bills. Bulls. Bonnies.
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
And
I got to submit my bracket to Brayton.
Yeah, same here.
And
last bit of news, too. Dominican Sue, cut. Bye-bye.
Later. All right. So, by the way, if you haven't filled out a bracket,
you should
head over to WGR550.com.
Yeah.
Hang out with the 5-Hour Energy live brackets,
ooh,
bro.
Yes.
Where you can change your pick mid-game until about 4 minutes left. At the end of a game. So, guess what? Hey, you pick Duke and they duke themselves and... did they make the tournament?
Yeah. Okay. They're a 2-seed.
What? Yeah. So, you pick Duke and they duke themselves and lose to a 15-seed again? Don't worry about it. You can change that with until 4 minutes
You know who
left.
They play to? Iona.
Come on, Mac.
Mac.
That would be awesome. That'd be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
Also, it'd be maddening because that could be Niagara Canisius.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see one of those teams get that draw.
Yeah.
That would have been like, because like that's actual hope right there. Be like, yo, Duke loses in the first round all the time.
Mm-hmm. They
are
do
you
this
lament-
a lot.
Are you lamenting over UB playing against Arizona and the Bonnies having a playing game? Yo, Canisius or Niagara would have drawn Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Which could have been terrible because someone gets hip checked by Grayson Allen, but at the same time,
you might be Duke.
You might be Duke because they could duke themselves.
Yeah.
So, but again, back to that shameless plug there. The 5-Hour Energy Real Live brackets. They're on our website. So if you've been listening to this podcast, that means you're on the website or you're on the app. So mm-hmm. Go check it out.
Yeah.
And you know what? I might do one of those too. So
yeah, I'm gonna do one of those.
Get that stuff in while the field is 64.
Yep,
gets completed today.
Yep,
Syracuse playing again tonight as well. So we'll see what happens there. It's gonna be fun. It's always fun when you're hanging out with the Bills, though.
It is. And one more last bit of news. We talked about this before.
What is with you in the news, man?
I like, you know.
Get your news out of my opinions.
I work for a news station, okay?
Get your news out of my opinions, man.
Well, you know what? You're going to like this because Dylan McLaughlin, who plays for the Canisius men's hockey.
That's right.
Hobie Baker, finalist.
Yeah, Hobie Baker, finalist.
One of the 10.
So was really cool. Ryan Donato
for Harvard. Yes,
Bruins he took prospect. Time off to play in the Olympics, he and did. He's still up for it.
And he was fantastic in the Olympics.
Too and bad. I do believe you said something about Casey Fitzgerald.
Casey Fitzgerald was named right. Hockey East second team.
So like he was all like was it conference or just all NCAA
conference? Oh, okay, so Hockey East conference second team.
Hockey East
Jacob
conference. Nice.
Bryson, another Sabres prospect who was just drafted in 2017, first team Hockey East.
So we got some Sabres prospects up the pipe that are getting
those
some
are
accolades.
Two defensemen right there too.
Those are some accolades.
Yep.
Like it. And Will Borgen.
Yep, and you still got Will Borgen there. Hopefully he signs.
Borgie Borg.
Yep.
All right, so yeah, some enlightening, encouraging news on the Sabres there.
Yeah. That's my whole thing with the Sabres. You know, they have there's defensive depth there. They don't have the big dog. That's why I really hope they do get Dahlin. And that's why I really want them to draft a defenseman, because the top three will be a big dog. The other two more likely will be big dogs for defensemen, which the Sabres do not have. And forward-wise, they got their big dog in Eichel.
All right, you're boring me with this hockey stuff.
All right, I'm done.
Bills are awesome. Bills are awesome.
Trust ready? The process.
Here is your too long, didn't listen. Here's the end of the show. Bills are awesome. Eat some pie. Trust the process. Watch some basketball.
Like it.
And maybe go check out a Sabres game for $6.
I mean, why not?
This has been the Leftovers Podcast. I'm Derek Kramer.
Frank R. Curry.
You can find us on Twitter at Derek Kramer WGR.
At Frank R. Curry.
It's
the spelling, you'll find
you'll,
it.
You'll spell it the way that it sounds. R. Curry.
Just copy there paste it. Just copy paste it off our description.
Yeah, R. Curry. There it is. A-R-C-U-R-Y. Yeah, and I spelled it for you. You're welcome, Frank.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Who said I never helped you?
No one.
Good.
I never said that.
Good, because it's factually incorrect.
Yeah.
They can suck it if they do.
Yeah.
We're getting loopy, probably because of hunger. Eat some pie. Later.
Trust the process.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.